Well, here's one way ballot access has expanded since 2016. Nearly 2 million Americans convicted of felonies have had their voting rights restored since the last presidential election, most of them in the key state of Florida. 2 years ago, voters approved a constitutional amendment granting the right to vote to 1.4 million felons in Florida. But a federal appeals court ruled Friday that the state could withhold that right from anyone who has not paid off outstanding fines and court fees. Desmond Mead is executive director of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, a group that has raised $4 million to pay off the debts of about 4,000 felons so far. And Desmond, what is your reaction to the court's ruling?
You know, my immediate reaction, Tanya, was the fact that I think that democracy took a big blow. Unfortunately, we're now forced to live in a state where a person would have to be forced to choose between putting food on their kids' table or voting, or paying their rent and mortgage or voting. And I don't think that that's what democracy is all about. You know, access to the polls should be unencumbered and free, and there shouldn't be a price tag on it.
What are you hearing from people who have been able to actually pay off their debt about how they were able to do that and how much they had to pay?
Well, you know, the debts, they vary from person to person. I can use myself as an example. You know, when I was under the impression that I had completed everything and I registered to vote in January of 2019, and it wasn't until there was a clemency investigation that it was unearthed that there were about three cases in which I still owed court costs, which totaled to about $1,200. And fortunately, you know, I could afford that $1,200, but that's not the case for many of the 700 plus thousand people who still have outstanding fines and fees.
And those people you're talking about, you actually have been working to register folks that you're calling returning citizens to vote. How are you reaching them and what kind of reception are you getting?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that question. We're trying to utilize influencers, whether they're celebrities or athletes. We've also been doing our own outreach to individuals. But let me tell you a great reaction. We had a young lady. She just found out from her doctor that she had 6 months to live. And as we were registering her, she just started crying. You know, she was saying how for the past 24 years she'd been wanting to vote, but she thought that she would never be able to because she had a felony conviction and she suffered through drug addiction. And as she was signing her name on the dotted line in the voter registration form, she looked up and asked our canvassers to please pray that God would allow her to live long enough to cast her ballot. It's stories like this that really, you know, it angers me to think that a state would try to erect obstacles to prevent American citizens from voting. But at the same time, it also, I guess, strengthens my resolve to make sure that we remain committed to ensuring that every one of the 1.4 million, if they want to have an opportunity to participate in an election, we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that that happens.
Well, researchers estimate that 85,000 felons have already registered to vote. And in its ruling last week, the court said Florida cannot kick people off the rolls without screening those registrations to see if they had any unpaid fines. So far, the state has not done that. So is it your understanding that those people who already registered will actually be able to vote this year?
Oh, yes, it is. And we're going to make sure of that, because just like the state of Florida might be screening, we're going to be screening as well. And if we find individuals that's on the voting rolls already that may have outstanding fines or court costs, we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that those are resolved.
That's Desmond Mead, executive director of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. Desmond, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, what questions do you have about mail-in voting, absentee voting, voting during a pandemic? Let us know at hereandnow.org or tweet us at hereandnow.